This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And another person who's, to me, has a lot to prove next year, just because this year has been so bad, and bad for him, is Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan has had a terrible season. And this was somebody who has, coming off of three-state NFC championships, almost won the Super Bowl. Well, there were issues there. People can call it what they want to. I know people have strong opinions on it. Did almost win the freaking Super Bowl. It went to overtime. He's had a bad season. And you brought up a good point. You were looking at him and McVay, and I know you had some wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, I saw a tweet, and I, you know, it kind of caught me off guard. I think it was after they play on Sunday or Monday, I can't remember. Whenever the Rams played and they won. You know, I saw a tweet, and Sean McVay now has been the head coach for the Los Angeles Rams for the same amount of time that Kyle Shanahan has been the head coach for the San Francisco 49ers. Sean McVay has one losing season in his time in LA. Kyle Shanahan now has four losing seasons in San Francisco. And with one more loss, those four losing seasons all would be double-digit loss seasons. Sean McVay has one losing season with double-digit losses. It certainly feels like Sean McVay is on a different level now than Kyle Shanahan, when for a long time it kind of felt like they were peers. Obviously, McVay has a Super Bowl victory and Kyle Shanahan doesn't. And, you know, it doesn't really do a whole lot of good to, you know, to try and compare these two coaches, because it's like, what's the point, right? But what it got me thinking about was, you know, for the majority of his tenure here, at least starting in 2019, when he finally got some players to actually implement the offensive system that he wanted, you know, they got a defense, right? And they started winning games. From that point until, I would say, this season, every time I tuned into a 49ers game, I always felt like, well, I know that my team has a coaching advantage. I know that my team has a play caller advantage because my team has Kyle Shanahan calling plays. You know, when D'Amico's second year, I felt like we've got two play callers that, you know, we have a distinct advantage, because I felt like D'Amico was, you know, elite in that regard as a defensive play caller. I don't know that I don't feel that way anymore. And I'm wondering now, could Kyle Shanahan be considered a top five play caller in the NFL? And if he can't, what does that imply or mean for this team moving forward? Because I don't know that he could be considered anymore a top five play caller in the NFL. What do you think?
Well, it depends on if you see this season as kind of a throwaway or not. I don't know how that's judged, and I don't know if we can judge it until we see what happens next year, because this season has not been good. And not just
but my question would be, how could you possibly consider this season a throwaway? Because the quarterback has been there the whole time. Like, I feel like an offensive season can only be considered a throwaway if the quarterback goes down, right? But the quarterback hasn't gone down. He's missed one game. That's it. So that's where I'm like, I don't know if you can, even with Christian McCaffrey and how incredible his 2023 was, offensive player of the year, to be without him obviously hurts. But it's not the same. It's not the same as not being with your quarterback.
And what worries me, or what concerns me the most, is, again, the sloppiness, the penalties, the special teams, what's happened with the defensive coordinator the past couple of years, the way that contracts have been handled. There's things that are starting to worry me. What drives me crazy about when people do talk about Kyle and they're like, oh, well, Kyle called some good plays today. He's the head coach. He's not in the offense, just the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
He is the head coach. He is the CEO. He's in charge of all of it. If you're judging him off the plays he called, you're not looking at this correctly at all. He is responsible for all of it. Now, looking at what he's done in the past, just looking at his offenses, he's been a coach in the league for 17 years, an OC or a head coach. He's had 11 times where his offenses have finished in the top 10 in yards, okay? Points, top 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. And so the rest of the times he's been 13th or less, and he's been 20 or lower in points, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times in his
career. More times than he's been top 10.
Yeah, so with the Niners, I'm just on Pro Football Reference here, let's see. So points with the Niners, and now obviously they were rebuilding. There is context there, right? You have to have the context that they were rebuilding. But 2017, sorry, I'm just getting the points here. 20th, 21st, 2nd in 2019, 21st, 13th, 6th in 2022, 3rd in 2023, and they're 15th this season in points. So you're judging him.
Genuinely surprised they're 15th in points this year. That is a surprise to me.
And I guess with Kyle, I guess the question is, I don't have the answer. I guess, we're talking to the listeners here. I'm asking the listeners.
Right.
Do you think he's the kind of coach who can get more with less? When he has a good team, when they're scoring points early and they're ahead, right? They're winning games, they're blowing people up. But is he the kind of coach? And again, I'm not trying to answer this question. As the listener, you decide this for yourself. Is he the kind of coach that is going to get more with less when he does have injuries, when he's got things going on, when things aren't going right? Is he going to be able to find ways to pull out victories? Mike Tomlin, your team kind of sucks, but you still are 9-8, or you still won 10 games. Is he that kind of coach? Is he the type of coach who's going to find ways to score points when he doesn't have his best players? Is he the kind of coach who's going to get guys in other areas to play better? Is he the kind of coach when you're having a down season, you're still going to find a way to not lose 10 games? Because he's 8 years, four of them now, assuming they lose one of the next two, and I think that they will. 8 years, four of those 8 years, you're going to have 10 losses or more. Now, Al.
Yeah.
Well, he took over a rebuilding team. Yes. 2017. Are you kidding me? What are you going to do? 2018, they had Garoppolo, and everybody was like, oh, maybe this team is going to be okay this year, right?
Yeah.
Jimmy got hurt. Jimmy got hurt, they looked like shit.
They did.
They should have lost game two to Detroit. Garoppolo threw a pick six that got called back for, I believe it was a holding on Detroit, defensive holding. They were going to annihilate it against Kansas City, and then Jimmy gets hurt. But the rest of that season, they went 4-12. They didn't, okay, we got our quarterbacks hurt, but we were scrappy for 6 or 7 wins. No, they weren't. Again, I'm not saying anything here. I'm just telling you what it is. You make your own decisions.
Well, and I feel like that's, when I brought up Sean McVay, because again, they were really considered kind of, coaching peers in that regard. And obviously, McVay kind of got his start under Shanahan, but they got head coaching positions the same season. And I would argue that McVay has shown a much, much, much better ability at doing more with less than Kyle Shanahan has at all. And because you look at these 49ers and Rams teams, and there are very few years where you could point to the Rams having a more talented team than the 49ers. Even last year. And I think this does speak to a couple things. One, it speaks to the importance of the quarterback position, right? Because Sean McVay has had Matthew Stafford for 4 seasons now. Arguably future Hall of Fame level quarterback, whether he makes it to Hall of Fame or not, we have no idea, but
he's a borderline
it can wallpaper over quite a few things, right? Having an elite quarterback is going to keep you pretty, I think, at the very least, like at 500, and then as long as you don't lose them, 500 is like your floor, right? But again, this team has had Brock Purdy all season except for one game. So that's where it's hard to fathom that this team is going to lose as many games as it did. A lot of the mistakes that you talked about fall in the lap of the head coach.
And McVay took over a loaded team. They took over two completely different sure. situations.
Sure.
McVay as coach, this is his eighth year. He has five, well, he may end up with six 10-win seasons. So, I mean, they win another game, and we'll assume mm-hmm. 1-1, right? Mm-hmm. There's no reason he can't. Six 10-win seasons in 8 years. 9-7 and 5-12 in the other 2 years. 5-12 was the only losing season yeah. there. I would argue that he did get more with less the last 2 years. 100%. I think the Rams were, we thought the Rams were going to be, that's a lot of people did in 2023.
Not even a question.
Not going to be a good team. 10-7, they make the playoffs. This year, with mm-hmm. tons of injuries, people mm-hmm. counted them out. We did. They're done. Mm-hmm. They're going to probably win 10 games again and win the division again. So yep. he definitely got more with less this year. Now, we went over Kyle's offense. Let's go over McVay's, how he's did. He's been a head coach or an OC 11 years. He's had a top 10 offense six times in the 11 years, yards-wise. Points, one, two, three, five times in 11 years, he's been a top 10 offense in points. So he's had some down years, too, in points. 22nd in 2020, 26th in 2014 with Washington, 27th in 2022. But again, those wins and losses, you know, it makes a difference there. That's it is. And I'm looking at his record now. It is pretty impressive when he had the loaded teams.
Well, and think about
5-13-3, 9-7, 10-6, 12-5.
What year did you say he was 27th in points?
I believe it was 2022. So it was that.
And what'd they do then?
It was a year after they won the Super Bowl, and Stafford didn't play that. Stafford was hurt right there.
Yeah.
I'm looking at that season right now too. So yeah, I mean that stuff happens, and you're gonna have years like that.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's just person listening. Do you think Kyle's just having one of those years? Is there an excuse for you? Kyle Shanahan is tied with Dick Nolan, not Mike Nolan. Dick Nolan for the most losing seasons in 49ers history right now at four. And he's done that in just 8 years. So 4 years, four really good seasons, four really bad. When you look at Kyle's four bad seasons, 2017 was a rebuilding year. 2018 was a Garoppolo injury. Mm-hmm. 2020 was a year after the Super Bowl with all the injuries. And again, you had quarterback injuries and Bosa was out and mm-hmm. COVID. It's a crazy year. And this year, which there's been injuries, but there's been bigger issues. There's bigger issues there. You as a fan, Brian and I are not answering this for you. We're putting this out there in the ether for people to discuss and talk with your friends and whatever you want to do. Do you look at those years in the context of those years and say there were things out of his control and you just chalk it up to whatever? Or are those things about those years that start to worry you? Again, I'm just throwing this out there.
Mm-hmm.
If Kyle has everything going and he's ahead, we know his record late in games and we know his record coming back and everything like that. It's not good. He's got everything going for him. He can roll people. We've seen it. But when it's not going for him, can he get more with less? You listener, answer that question. To me this year, I would have said yes, and he was trending in the right direction and everything's, I don't want to hear any Kyle slander, but this year has really scared me with him
mm-hmm.
because they are just, they don't look like they want to be there. They look disinterested. They're just making mistakes that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be making it in preseason and practice over mm-hmm. and over again. And people wanted to blame Purdy for this last loss for the interception. And I don't know if that hit that he got affected the throw or not. Maybe it did. Maybe it was just a shitty throw.
It did. It did. But yeah.
Regardless, how many plays where they had the ball in the two and there was a penalty that brought it back to the mm-hmm. 12
mm-hmm.
where they would have won the game easily, but you kept shooting yourself in the foot. You get pushed back, you miss a field goal, you got to settle for a field goal. And that's been the story of the year. And at some point, it has to fall on the head coach. Now, if you have a bad stretch, can you fix it? But it's happened over and over and over and over and over again. And these contract situations happen over and over and over and over and over again. It's not, the buck stops with Kyle. So at some point, he's got to adjust, or next year just show, you know what? Last year was last year. I didn't do well. He'll never say that, but I didn't do well. But this year, I'm going to show you and we're going to be back.
I would say this. This is the first of the four losing seasons where I have come away with questions about Kyle Shanahan. The other three I didn't, because again, rebuilding, lose your quarterback on a team that is still rebuilding, right? Like, it's not like they were, you know, they might have made the playoffs, whatever. But 2018, so, you know, you lose your quarterback, you just have no shot. And then 2020, all the injuries to Garoppolo, injuries to Bosa, right? Like, you lost cornerstone players early in the season. I will chalk that up to, you know, you still should. And like you said, they were still competitive in all the games that they were in. Right. And, and they were some Nick Mullins interceptions away from possibly eking out even a winning, you know, a winning record. So again, I don't, this is the first season where I'm like, ooh, this feels different. This feels different in regards to Kyle Shanahan. And to me, and again, I'm just, you know, Joe Blow with the microphone. Obviously, I don't pretend to have all the answers. I don't take myself too seriously, but I've done my fair share of coaching. Again, youth sports, it is what it is, but I've also played my fair share of sports and had coaches that lost a team. And what you see on those teams is a lot of what we see right now, which is sloppy penalties, sloppy play on special teams. To me, that is a symptom of possibly Shanahan starting to get tuned out by his players, right? And there is a reality in coaching that sometimes your stay just ends because you have, you know, your time there has gotten stale, your message has gotten stale, whatever. There are definitely coaches who have overcome that from one season to the next and, you know, and hit the ground running again. I'm not saying that Kyle Shanahan can't do that, but if we see a lot of what we see this season, especially on offense with sloppy penalties and things like that, to me, two seasons in a row tells me that it might be time to move on. I don't think that we're there yet. I think that Kyle Shanahan is a talented coach. I think that he is his football IQ is off the charts. And I think that this season might put a chip on his shoulder that could propel him to even better greatness.
I hope
no idea if that's going to be the case or not. But like I said, if you see the same issues next season, that's when you say, all right, it might be time to move on. Now, when you say that as a fan, as an analyst, whatever, the immediate response from the diehards is, well, who's the better option? Who are you going to? That's you're looking at the problem exactly the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Nobody is saying they need to get rid of Kyle Shanahan because they need to go get Ben. No one is saying that. What we're saying is sometimes coaches have to move on, and we're not there yet, but this season is the first time where I thought we might be entering that. And that is scary to me. But like I said, you know, Kyle Shanahan could come back next season with a fire lit under his ass, and they could just, you know, have a season similar to 2023 or 2019, where they just come out and start steamrolling guys, because they're going to have more than likely a third or fourth place schedule. So that will be helpful. And, you know, we may be talking about this team in the Super Bowl again. You don't know, but you have to admit that this season has created far more questions than answers for the 49ers franchise.